his friends, this year should be a special schus for my dear friend, Rabbi Elchanan Meir Ben Chaya Rachel, a bracha v'atzlacha, b'chol ma'aseh yadav, the first piece, Ben Lo Shri, Parshas Noach, Ela Todos Noach, Noach Ish Tzadik, Tamim Haya B'Darosav. These are the offspring of Noach. Noach was a man, he was a tzadik, he was complete in his generations, he was perfect in his generations. So Yesh L'Daktek says, Rav Hoberman, the tzadik from Manana, a number of issues. Number one, Kfelas Noach based upon, why does it say Noach twice? Ela Todos Noach, Noach Ish Tzadik, just say Noach once. Also, it says Bidarosav. Why doesn't it say Bidaro? What do you mean in his generations? Say in his generation. And number three, at the end of the parasha, it says Bereishis says Venoach Matzachein Hashem. Noach found favor in Hashem's eyes. Rashi, he brings the name of Rashi. I didn't see it in Rashi, but in the Medrash, it says Afu Loya Kedai, that he wasn't worthy. Noach wasn't worthy. Just God saved him because he found charm in his eyes. Vadavra Pela, and this is a wonder. The Torah says Wakdoshim Idalav Ish Tam Tzadik Tamim. The Torah says that he was a tzaddik, he was a tamin. But Kadosh Baruch Hu ba'atzmo meida alav, and Hashem himself testifies, ki yos charisi tzaddik lefanei b'dor hazeh, so he is a tzaddik before me in this generation. Ma'ayel rabboseinu lidrosh kein. So why are the rabbis darshaning that he was not a tzaddik, he wasn't a good guy, that he wasn't worthy, when Hashem says you're worthy, ki yos charisi tzaddik lefanei. So why argue with Hashem? And other rabba, the rabbis tell us, you should judge people favorably. So why did they judge Noach so unfavorably and say that he wasn't beseder, that he just found favor in God's eyes, but he really wasn't worthy? Afu loya kedai. Why don't we judge him favorably? Gam b'divrei HaKadosh Baruch Hu yesh l'daktik. We also can be exactly what Hashem said. He says, ki, what does it mean? Ki oscha ra'isi. He should have said in one word, ki ra'isicha, because I've seen you as a tzaddik in front of me. So to be metarits this, says the tzaddik, and again, there should be a schus, as we discussed in previous shiurim, that he promises to be a melitz yosher for those who have his sefer in his home, obviously for those who learn it. The tzaddik very much wanted people to study this Torah, so it should be a schus for our neshamas and for his neshama. So we'll begin with the Gemara in Chul and Kuf Lamites. The Gemara there says, Moshe min HaTorah minayin. Where do you see Moshe in the Torah? And the Gemara answers, B'shagam hu basar. That the pasuk says at the end of Bereishis, that the there was a lot of immorality going on over there. These sons of rulers, the Bnei Elohim, were just taking girls indiscriminately. Wasn't so pure anymore. And Hashem said, "Lo yadon ruchi b'adam." I'm like debating with myself, but I'm not going to do this forever. That about man, lo yadon ruchi b'adam b'shagam u'basar. That he's only flesh, which Rashi says means he's only flesh and he's not nichna, he's not subservient to me, even though he's only flesh. If he'd be stronger, mela, maybe we can understand, but he's only flesh, he's still not subservient. And his days are only going to be 120. Hashem is going to wait 120 years before bringing the flood, so a man can do tshuva. And when I say till 120, according to Rashi and the Ramban, it just means they have 120 years before bringing the flood. The Ibn Ezra says that, as brought in the stone, in front of me is the stone Chumash, so the Ibn Ezra says that that the human lifespan is going to gradually decrease until it's going to be 120. Recently someone died at 117. So today we don't really make it past 120. So that's going to be, but this is the time, according to Rashi, before the Mabul. So this is the period before the Mabul. And the remez is Bishagam. And the Gemara says that Bishagam is a remez to Moshe from the Torah. Because Moshe is the same gematria as Bishagam. Right? The beis and the gimel are 5, that's the hay of Moshe. And then the shin and the mem are like the shin and the mem in Moshe. So it's the same gematria as Moshe. So Moshe is alluded to over here. So this is a Pella. What do you mean Moshe min HaTorah minayin? Where do we find Moshe in the Torah? Moshe is all over the place in the Torah. So why are we asking where is Moshe in the Torah? What does this mean? We find an allusion over here in the Remez and a Gematria. What's going on? V'yesh l'taretz. We can answer based on what it says in Rabbeinu B'chaye, Bereishis 6:3. Shenoach nitzol b'schus Moshe. Noach was saved from the Mabul in the merit of Moshe. Ubitkunei zorakasev nishmasei de Moshe Rabbeinu shetala kadosh b'shasla kadosh baruch hu b'noach. that the soul of Moshe was implanted in Noach. Lo atzlach v'hadu shasla zimnach v'ena, wasn't successful, and Hashem planted it again. V'zeh shalu chachameinu, and that's what our sages asked. Halo b'torah k'siv debis yabas parak raso. Moshe Hashem kimin amayim mishisiu min ala remez zeh. So she called him Moshe because I drew you from the water. Where did she get this remez? Gam b'divrei HaKadosh Baruch Hu shahamayim b'mnitzol. Where does she find this remez? So she took him from the water, but where does she find this also in the words of God that he was saved from the water? So, Veheshev, and the Gemara answers, Bishagam b'gematria Moshe, that the neshama of Noach, who was saved from the Mabul al Yedei Ateva, K'moshe zu aneshama k'shaisa b'moshe rabbeinu nishcha b'teva l'mayim v'nitzola. Just like Moshe, it's a beautiful parallel. Moshe was put in an ark and saved in the water, and Noach was put in an ark and saved in the water. We saw a moment ago in the Tikkuni Zohar that the neshama of Moshe was planted in Noach. We saw in the Rabbeinu Bechaye that Noach was saved b'schus Moshe. So when Moshe was taken out of the water, Moshe was drawn from the water, so that is also alluded to earlier already. Moshe's earlier, the earlier edition of Moshe. Moshe in his first edition. What's the first edition of Moshe? Noach. So therefore we already find the remez by Noach, talking about the Mabul here at the end of Parashas Bereishis. We already find the remez there to Moshe. And they were both saved in arks in the water, both drawn from the water. B'kvar yivenu le'el, perish harav ha-kadosh, we already brought earlier. I didn't find it earlier, I found it later. Shel Rav Moshe Kubriner, ala pasuk al tat ba'af avdecha shelo taseni ketof arai. In other words, don't make me af, afilu, even your servant. Don't make me tof of arai. O'kufi ze yifurish v'noch matzachain, af hu noach haya rak tofel. So like Chazal tell us that Noach Matzachain, that he was ancillary. He wasn't primary. He wasn't worthy of being saved, but he Matzachain, Hani Shaibo Nishmas Moshe Rabbeinu. He had the Nisham of Moshe. What's this chain? God said to Moshe, oh, so that charm of Moshe, Moshe was a charming gentleman, that already, I don't want to speak that way about Moshe Rabbeinu, was a half angel, half human being. He was 40 nights and days without food and water, so we're talking already. But he was a man of charm, of chen. So when it says, again, we saw the parallelisms between Moshe and Noach, right? The gematria of Moshe is already found in the story of Noach. As the story of Noach begins, Moshe is drawn from the water, Noach is drawn from the water, both saved in the ark. Mekubalim tell us it's the same soul. Noach is saved as Chos Moshe. And when it says Noach Matzachain Bene Hashem, that he's only Tafel. Even Noach was saved. Why? Why? Because of Moshe. Because Hashem said about Moshe, V'gam Matzachain Beinai. V'Noach Matzachain Bene Hashem. So, b'schus Moshe, in the merit of Moshe, Noach was saved. So this soul, when it was in Moshe Rabbeinu, was also saved from the water. And that's what the pasuk means. These are the offspring of Noach. That he merited being saved, and that his seed would, he had offspring, was Aidei Noach Ish Tzadik Tamim Yabidorosav. He was a tzadik. He was a tamim. He was perfect. He was a tzadik. And it was Bidorosav. What's Dorosav? That's a remez to the neshama that now was in Noach, afterwards was in Dor Mitzrayim, Dor HaMidbar. So, it's generations. It's not just one generation. It's generations, plural. Because it wasn't just around now. It was also around later. There was Noach's generation, and then the generation of Mitzrayim, and the generation of the Midbar. Ve'alkein, and Noach Hasheni, that's why it says two Noachs, right? We're dealing with Noach now, and Noach, the later version of Noach. because he was saved because of the later version of Noach, because of Moshe Rabbeinu. V'alkei Noach Hasheni bo b'tam revi, the trup on the second Noach. Ela told us Noach, Noach, that's a revi. Keromis shalomi Noach achshavi medaber. We're not talking about the Noach now. Ela mizmana yos osa neshama beguf nifla v'gadol. But rather when it's in the great body of Moshe. Hainu Moshe Rabbeinu olav shalom. I don't know why that's revi. He sends you to Likutei Torah in Parshas Kisisa. Dibar maschil mecheni. It's always good to look in the Likutei Torah. After he went out of the ark and he plants the vine and he's partners with the Satan, like it says in Tanchuma, Noach os yud gimel asparcha mimenu os neshama, then the neshama left him and then he's called Isha Adama. He's no longer, he lost his neshama of Moshe and now he's the man of the earth. That's a big yirida, a big descent, unfortunately, for Noach. So we understand the double Noach, we understand the Dorosov, we understand the Noach Matzachain, he wasn't Kedai, it was only because of Moshe Rabbeinu. Ubezed Siyashev Tmias Agona Kadosh Hashem Yishmuel, and with this we can resolve the difficulty that was presented by the great tzaddik, the Sochet Shavar Rebbe, Rabbi Shmuel Bornstein, Parshas Noach in the year Tav Resh Ayin Dalet, 1914, a very tumultuous year in the world. But in Sochet Shav, the Rebbe was sitting by the Tishon saying beautiful Torahs. Mipnei Mal and Noach Karaso Torasenu Akadosha Techev Tamim Ulavram Avinu Achar Kol Tzedkosav and Mesiris Nafshu Al Kiddush Hashem Armelo Salech Lefanai. How come Noach is immediately called Tamim? And Avram Avinu, after all of his tzidkus and all of his mesiris nefesh on Kiddush Hashem, the pasuk says "Hisalech lefanai." In other words, have your bris milah, it says in the Gemara, and then you'll be tamim. Like Noach gets it from the get-go, and Avram Avinu had a long journey, including having a bris milah. Mechal da'ad amil lohev amadregas tamim. Until the bris milah, he wasn't on the level of being tamim, of being so perfect, of being so complete. Why did Noach get it from the get-go? For Avram Avinu, aygam kodem amil harbe gadol harbe mi Noach. Avram Avinu before Bris Mila was much greater than Noach, like our sages teach us that Noach Chutzrich L'Sad L'Tamcho, Rashi brings. Avram Avinu Halach B'Tzidko Me'elav. Noach needed help to support him. Avram Avinu was independent. Avram Avinu was a much stronger tzaddik than Noach. So the Shem Yishmuel asks a great question, really awesome question, that Noach gets its tamim right from the get go, and Avram Avinu only gets it after everything he did, only after he does Bris Mila. But Avram Avinu was a tamim. Avram Avinu was much greater than Noach. Rashi himself said Avram Avinu was greater than Noach. So what took him so long to get the Tamim moniker? Ulitvarenu Yuvan Shapir. But based on what we said, we can understand very well. Da'atorim halalu nemru l'kavod nishmas Moshe Rabbeinu azbo. The Tamim wasn't because of Noach independently. It was because of the Moshe Rabbeinu in Noach. And Moshe Rabbeinu was definitely gadol me'Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu said on achiyafar ve'efer. He said, I'm dust and ashes. Moshe Rabbeinu went further. He said, "V'nachnu ma? What are we? Nothing." It's even greater than Avram Avinu. Maybe that's what the Zohar Kadosh means, quoted so often in the Sfarim, that Noach is Shabbos, and this is talking about the neshama of Moshe Rabbeinu, Shehayabo, as it says, "Yismach Moshe b'matnas chelko," that Moshe rejoices with his matana, of his portion, with his gift, and k'mavur b'chazal, as the rabbis teach us. She'od behayosim b'mitzrayim himlitz aleim l'paro. Already in Mitzrayim, he told Paro, he suggested, he recommended that she'itein lem mo menucha, that he should give them a day of rest. So Moshe Rabbeinu has a special connection to Shabbos. That's what it means. Noach is b'china Shabbos, because that's the Moshe Rabbeinu in Noach, and Moshe Rabbeinu asked for Shabbos. So Noach is also Shabbos day. So we'll do one more little shtickle, skipping a little bit. Eila told us, Noach, Noach ish tzadik, yesh lefarish ta pasuk nidrish me'reisha l'seif, u'me'seif l'reisha. We can, this pasuk can be expounded from beginning to end and from end to beginning. Eila told us, Noach, these are the descendants of Noach, shezachu linotze me'amabu. Why were they zoche, why did they merit being saved from the flood? Ay de'adrachas aviyem. because of the guidance of their father. Shenochi tzaddik u'menam mehalach b'derech v'shem anshidur amabul. Noach was a tzaddik, and he prevented them from going in the ways of the Rishayim, the people of the generation of the flood. U'miseifa l'reisha, and it can also be expounded from the end to the beginning. Noach ish tzaddik. Noach was a tzaddik. Shezacha b'dino l'inotza me'amabul. Why was he merited being saved from the mabul? Agam shayisham znus. There was sexual immorality, there was idolatry, there's this terrible plague that comes to the world, it kills good, it kills bad, all types. Why did Noach merit being saved? Because of Elo Toldos Noach, the beginning of the Pasuk, because of his Toldos, who's going to come from Noach, the Avos, Bnei Yisrael. Otherwise, Chazal say, Daf Noach lo yakadai, like we discussed before, Antat Baf of Decher, he was just an af. He was only secondary. The Iker was Moshe, but Noach wasn't really worthy, but because of his descendants, he was saved. So, two beautiful pieces, and please God should give us life and health, and I hope that we're able to do more, because as I scroll through the pages here, there's a lot more on Parshas Noach to say. So I hope we're able to say more. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved.